Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Is Lock and Load, and joining me for the first time, I got contacted by somebody wanting to know if I'd be interested in talking to this gentleman. And when you hear his story, you're going to understand why I brought him on. But joining me now, out of the website is the newfounders.org, is the founder of the New Founders, which is that a double negative? I don't think so. Joining me now is Joe Connor. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and thanks to Mike Duncan for making this happen. That was great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So let's start with the FALN and what they did to you and your family. Tell me about what they did. The FALN, for those who don't know, this is a terrorist group.
Yeah, the FALN is a Puerto Rican terrorist group, a Marxist terrorist group that operated in the 1970s and 80s. On January 24th, 1975, they walked a bomb into Francis Tavern, downtown New York City. Francis is where George Washington bade farewell to his officers after the Revolutionary War. It's where the Sons of Liberty met. It's where American Liberty was founded. And my dad was there for lunch. He was a 33-year-old banker, first-generation American. He worked for the Morgan Bank. That's now Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, but he worked for the old Morgan Guaranty Trust Company. He started working there at a high school. His mom was a cleaning lady from Ireland that got him a job there. He started 17 years old, went to college at night, worked his way up. He was a real true American success story. 33, so that's young. You know, I'm way older than that now. In any event, it was a Friday afternoon. I had just turned 9 on January 20th. My brother had turned 11 on January 13th. My mom, an Irish immigrant, actually was going to fix us a lasagna dinner that night to celebrate our birthdays. It was a Friday. And my dad went out to lunch. And, he went with clients to Francis Tavern. And they switched tables. That's the way terrorism works. It's indiscriminate. It's unpredictable. They moved tables when they got to the restaurant to a better table, as they thought. When a unidentified man walked a package in, sort of a backpack, knapsack, whatever you want to call it, and set it on the stair at the back of the restaurant, and within a couple of minutes it detonated. It blew up with extreme ferocity. It was packed with shrapnel. Those are the times of Vietnam, right after the Vietnam War. The EMT, firemen, cops who had been in war described it as an unbelievable carnage. My father was killed instantly, as three other men were killed that day, too. One was upstairs, and it's called the Anglers Club. It was a fishing club from the blue-blooded Americans for that time. The nail went through the floor and killed him from below. The other two murdered were at the table with my dad. So we were going to be celebrating my 9th birthday that night. My mom made a dinner that ended up being eaten by people after the funeral a few days later. So, I wrote the book Shattered Lives, because literally that shattered not only his life, but it shattered our lives. So that's my introduction to the FALN. They went on to blow up about 130 bombs in the U.S. between 1974 and 1983. They were eventually captured, mainly in Chicago, where they were sentenced to 55 to 70 years, depending on the terrorist. There were about 14 of them sentenced in Chicago. They threatened to kill the judge at sentencing. They refused to represent themselves. They were Cuban, inspired, financed, trained. Out of their 130 bombs, they only found a couple of fingerprints. They were extremely well disciplined and organized. And as an aside, one of the bombers, a guy by the name of William Morales, was not arrested in Chicago, but on July 12, 1978, which would have been my dad's 37th birthday, he blew up a bomb. He was torquing a pipe bomb when some of the explosive got caught in the treads and blew him up. Knocked off 9 of his fingers, 1 of his eyes. When the cops and firemen got there, he had turned on the gas in the apartment. I'll picture a guy with no fingers and one eye turning on gas to blow up the apartment.
Yeah, that's driven.
So that evidence wouldn't be caught. Yes, that's exactly right. That's driven. That's dedicated. That's no less dedicated than Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist organization. So these guys, Morales ended up being sentenced to 89 years in prison. He escaped from Bellevue Medical Facility, ended up in Mexico where there was a gunfight with Mexican Federales. I was extradited to Cuba in the 1980s against Ronald Reagan's wishes for him to be returned. He's been a guest of Castro's Cuba, along with Joan Chesimard, Victor Guerena, Charlie Hill, and some other terrorists for decades. So I've been actually have a bill in front of the Senate to get these guys returned. So this has been a lifelong dedication to find justice for my dad. And the one thing I didn't mention, which is probably the most important at this point, is that in 1999, when Hillary Clinton was set to run for senator from New York against Rudy Giuliani at the time, Bill Clinton offered executive clemency to these terrorists who were all in jail in various federal penitentiaries. Eric Holder was his deputy attorney general who set up their release. The terrorists turned down the clemency and for a month. This is August 1999. In September 10th, 1999, they finally accepted clemency and walked out of prison, all but Oscar Lopez, who was a leader of the FALN and was then given a second clemency by Obama Biden on January 20th, my birthday, 2017. So what we've seen is that these terrorists were put away for awfully long sentences, only to be released by two Democrat administrations. They were sentenced for, among other things, seditious conspiracy. So you have it where terrorists were in prison, sentenced to seditious conspiracy, and released by Democrats for political reasons. Compare that to the January 6th issue, where you have some Americans who were not terrorists also being charged with seditious conspiracy and looking for long prison terms when by the same Democrats that released other terrorists for politics. It's very hard to get your head around it as a family member and what that has done to our family. And then I could talk about September 11th and my cousin's murder.
That I want you to do that in the next segment because we're about to run out of time. In this one. So the website is thenewfounders.org. You've got a film coming out called Shattered Lives. Where's the website for that?
That's shatteredlivesmovie.com. We Win America is also the that in the newfounders.org is the same website, but We Win America is actually the main title of it. And then we have a book that I wrote with Mike Duncan that's called The New Founders, thenewfounders.net, where we bring the founders to life in 21st century America. And we use the Federalist Papers, the Declaration, the Constitution, and letters between them to kind of set up what they might do in today's world. And we run a George Washington for President campaign. It's a very interesting book. Loved writing it. And anyone who is a...
Hang on for me. We'll get into that. Hang on for me. Talking to Joe Connor. Fascinating story. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Joe Connor. He just was telling us about the FALN and some of the other stuff he's done. But then you were in New York City in 2001 on September the 11th. What happened with that?
Yeah,
Yeah, just take one step back. The night before, September 10th, 2001, I wanted to start writing what ended up being Shattered Life. It was 2 years to the day that the FALN left prison. So I got on the train on the way home from work, and I had my laptop, and I had a doctor's appointment. I wanted to start writing about what my dad and the Clemencies and the Clintons and Eric Holder and all that. And my cousin Steve was a bond trader at Camp Fitzgerald, but he would often be on the train I was on. But he'd always have beers. And I was like, Steve, you know, I didn't want to see him that night. I wanted to write, and I didn't want to have a few beers before a doctor's appointment. So I avoided seeing him. The next day, commuted through the Trade Center and watched the sides of the buildings explode from the planes hitting, and Steve was murdered that day. So, you know, the terrorism hitting us like that again was devastating. Steve was my father's godson. You know, he parked his car at the same train station my dad did, and I drove his car home from the train that night. You know, that changed the book. It changed my focus. It changed everything in our lives again. It brought back my dad's murder. And, you know, unfortunately, I had some experience in dealing with this stuff. And because of that, I got very involved in 9/11 families and, you know, went to Guantanamo Bay as a family member and faced Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other high value detainees. And, but that day I'll never forget seeing the sides of the buildings explode and people going out the windows. And, that's a tough one. It still rings so hard right now. Every time you think about it, it's, devastating. So when we did the book and the movie, my cousin Gene and going to Guantanamo, my cousin Gene, Steve's sister, and I have been very close on this. You know, I went to Gitmo with her. She appears in the Shattered Lives movie. And, you know, our family, you know, my father and Steve's father were first cousins. They were first generation American. Their moms came from Ireland together in the early 20th century. And, so my dad and Uncle Don were very, very tight. And we grew up with Steve and Gene and Ellen. So it was just devastating, and to see it and be part of that, and only blocks from where my father was murdered. Because those of you who know downtown Manhattan know that the World Trade Center and Francis Avenue were about a 10-minute walk, and I was about 10 minutes out of the Trade Center when the planes hit. So that was a tough one, and our family never gets over that. It's not history to us. It's still an open wound.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean... Whenever I've covered rampage killings, my question has always been, how do you get closure to something like that? And with 9/11, like you, I was very haunted by the jumpers. Yeah. But then when the buildings came down, whether they jumped or not, I mean, that was horrific just to watch, just to realize the human impact of that. And for someone to go through that once, I would imagine closure would have been very difficult to attain. Once you go through it the second time, I understand why you wrote about it, because I guess that's sort of cathartic to get out there and just to put it down on paper and you know, give it a immortalization of just what your thought patterns were on that.
It absolutely it is. And you know, my mom's still alive. She's going to be 86 soon. And, you know, we talk about closure, and there really is no closure. There won't be closure. There's justice. And, you know, that's really what we shoot for. I've written about, you know, how the U.S. reacted, or how our government reacted to 9/11. You know, we went to war after 9/11 to avenge Steve's murderers. Now, things have fallen by the wayside since. But that was the first reaction. For my dad, the Clintons released his murderers. So, such a different way, and different brand of terrorists, different brand of government, that was in the U.S. from those two, times. And the thing that concerns me about the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other high value detainees is that one day someone's going to take the same approach that they did with the FALN. They're going to say, well, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed didn't kill anybody. If he did, he would have died on those planes. And someone's going to say, yeah, you know, like the FALN terrorists were never convicted of the Fontes bombing. No one was. They were put away in Chicago for life, essentially. So there was no reason to bring them back to New York to face another trial. But they were members of the conspiracy that caused the Fontes bombing. And as a member of the conspiracy, you are, liable for all acts of that conspiracy, the same way Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Benatash and the other high value detainees are at Gitmo. But, you know, political winds change in this country and, people forget. And, you know, one thing I've tried to do over the last several decades, and this goes, my campaign goes back to the early 90s, is to not let people forget. And, you know, we do have that slogan, never forget, but it's more than that. It's never forget, but always do. And always be ready to do something. Always be prepared to act. Never forgetting is not enough. We live in a world that is, if you never forget, then you're inactive and the other side just keeps creeping. You know, Neil Young said, Rust never sleeps. And that's what I think about the left in this country. They never sleep. They're always corroding when we're not paying attention. So I think it's very important that, you know, we all have something that we can, that we have in our lives that we can dedicate to help our families or our country. And this is mine. It's pretty clear what mine was. I didn't have to look very far. It kind of hit me in the face a couple of times. So anyway, that's my bicentennial minute, if you would.
Well, now we're going to get into, and when we get back, we're going to get into the book and the movie Shattered Lives, because I've often wondered about that. I've never had the opportunity to discuss it with anybody that actually has been through something where they feel the need to do something cathartic, and I want to hear about that. And I want to hear about all the guys that helped you get it done. You had some help getting it done too. So it's quite the story.
Absolutely.
So if people want to find out things about you, where would they look?
Probably the best thing is to go on wewinamerica.com, which is the same website as the newfounders.org, but wewinamerica.com is the URL you can use. That has most of my stuff on it. I've written a lot. Like I said, I've written a couple of books. I've done some stuff on Fox News over the years and, Newsmax. And, I guess if you add up everything over the last 30 years, it could fill up a page pretty good.
Yeah.
You
have saturated. You are saturated out there, no doubt about it. the website that I'm looking at is thenewfounders.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson has reported that the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians seeking aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military stated it's investigating the incident, while an Israeli official said the IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin said Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January. The Federal Reserve is considering whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data. John Schaefer, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back. Talking to the author of the book and the movie, and I guess the writer of the movie as well, Shattered Lives. Talking to Joseph F. Connor. The Shattered Lives is sort of autobiographical. He's talking about how his life was shattered. Tell me about how the book came together, because if you started writing it in, I guess, in 2001. So how long did that take, and how did you get all the help you got?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, you start that, and getting my head around it was really hard. And then after Steve was murdered, and, you know, so I wrote, and I could never really, I had never written a book before. So I really, there was so much and so much emotion, and I had a job. And so after years, literally years, you know, kind of was going nowhere. And Jeff Engber, he's a lawyer, and he's written some books. He had seen me on one of the TV shows. He contacted me. You know, Jeff and I spoke, and, you know, we decided that we'd do this book together. And he was able to take my raw thoughts and emotions, which can get a little nutty sometimes. And, you know, he made it into a, you know, really cohesive book. And, you know, we brought in the history of Puerto Rico. We brought in the history of Cuba. You know, in his view, and I think it was right, is that, you know, we have to tell a story that tells all sides, both sides. And, you know, these terrorists were looking to, as they say, free Puerto Rico from the U.S., which is really a lie. They were looking to subjugate the Puerto Rican people like Castro had done in Cuba. That really was their goal. But the book, we do talk about how the U.S. treated Puerto Rico over the years, and it wasn't good. But it certainly never justifies 130 bombings and murders and mayhem through the U.S. So, you know, we were perfectly happy to talk about the U.S. as they call it, colonization of Puerto Rico. But we also pointed out that over the years, the plebiscites in Puerto Rico, a very, very, very small number, percentage of people ever vote for independence from the U.S. So, you know, the terrorists were claiming that they were on the side of Puerto Rican independence when the Puerto Rican people were not on the side of Puerto Rican independence. So it was telling the full truth made the story even more compelling, rather than just talk about our side of it. So I'd say Jeff really brought out a lot of history and intelligence added to the book, but we were able to talk about my dad and talk about what happened, talk about the clemencies, talk about, you know, my testimony at Eric Holder's Senate confirmation hearing, for AG in 2009, and all the things that we've done over the years, and, you know, 9/11, you know, how it affected our family and others, and all the good people. And I gotta tell you that, no one can do this stuff alone, although sometimes it felt like that, but some people like Gene Schlag, Nebbia, my cousin, or Mike Duncan, who wrote The New Founders with me, or Tim Brown, FDNY, survived on 9/11, Deborah Burlingame's brother, Chick, who the plane that went in the Pentagon, and countless others, have become such good friends, and, Jeremy Margolis, the prosecutor in Chicago of the FALN, is, you know, a father figure in a lot of ways. He still works. Him and Rick Hahn, who was another FBI agent. There's just countless numbers of people that have become extremely close friends of ours and our family and my kids. You know, so with everything that happens, there is good that comes out. And, you know, the FBI and law enforcement get the bad name sometimes. The upper end of the FBI deserve it, and so the Jim Comeys of the world. But most of the people who spent their lives dedicated to bringing justice to people, I've seen it, and they're just tremendous people. They dedicated their lives. You know, when the Clintons and Obama gave clemency to these terrorists that they risked their lives, dedicated their lives to put in prison, when they were released and acted as if these guys never committed a crime, it does terrible things to the morale of law enforcement. And, you know, people shouldn't underestimate that. So, there's been a lot of blessings. You know, I thank God every day, for what he has given me, the opportunity to keep my dad's, name alive, keep his memory alive, to bring justice for him. It's been a struggle. If I'm, ask my wife, she'll tell you. Sometimes it's a bad distraction and gets me down. But overall, this is the life I've attended. And, we're looking for justice. And, I told my mom I would get Morales back to Cuba before she dies. Now, she's 86 and riding her bike still. So she ain't going anywhere for a while.
But, yeah.
She's tough. Those old Irish ladies, man. They're tough.
Resilient. So, resilient.
Yeah, they're resilient. Yeah. They're resilient. So, you know, like I got to say, this has been the, and then I meet someone like you who gives voice to my dad still after all these years and looks for justice in America. It's very heartening.
Well, you know, I think the hard part for anyone that has a loved one snatched unjustly is coming to grips with that. And how do you do it? How is it possible to do it? How do you get out there and say, okay, well, everything's okay now. I'm good to go. And you never know what they would have been or whatever, how it would have turned out. Yeah.
You know, my brother and I, he was 11. I was 9. We remained close. And, you know, it's funny because my mom went back to school after my father was murdered, and she came from Ireland. She had no even high school diploma. So she got her high school diploma. She got her, she went to college, and she graduated from, William Patterson College in New Jersey the same day in 1986. My brother graduated from Boston College. So, but what you do is you do all the best things you can, because as my grandmother Connor, you know, said, she didn't want the boys raised with hate. And she really was a great tone for us. She kept us together. And my mom, I have a stepfather, and he's really been an incredible person. But for me, it was if I didn't do these things and if I didn't try to be a successful person, that would have let my dad down and the terrorists would win. So that was the, you know, that's the motivation. And my brother too, you know, he has a great family and unfortunately I do too. And, to do anything less than your best is to let down your loved one. And you know, in the case of murder, which is different than someone dying by natural causes, psychologically, I felt like I would let my dad down if he didn't make something of herself. And my kids have done great. My son actually graduated, the college a few years ago. And, he felt like he was called after he was in a bad accident. And, he's studying to be a police now. My daughter, lives in the city and also graduated. We all went to Villanova. It's like we drank the Kool-Aid for Villanova. And, they've kind of assumed a lot of that too. They never met my dad, but in the movie, you know, my son appears in it and my daughter at the end, reads an amazing poem that she wrote about him and, having never met him.
Right.
So there's like, you know, there's a lot there. There's a lot of God.
Now we're going to talk about the movie. We're going to talk about the movie part in the next segment. Tell everybody how to find you.
Sure. It's, Joseph F. Connor is the, at Joseph F. Connor for Twitter, if that's what you're using, or wewinamerica.com. Are two of the good ways to find me most of all places.
Well, with the look, Shattered Lives is the name of the book. Shattered Lives is the name of the movie. ShatteredLivesMovie.com, I think, is a website. Anyway, we're going to find out about putting a film together. Writing a book, okay, I can understand. I might even be able to do that myself. Make a film? That's a different story altogether. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Joseph Connor. He has spent, I guess, since he was 9 years old, trying to find a way to see that justice was done. He's still fighting that fight today, and which he's written the book Shattered Lives, and now we come to Shattered Lives, the movie. Now, like I said, I could probably write a book. I don't know if I get all the punctuation right. I'd probably have to have a very good editor. But I could probably write a book. Making a film now, on the other hand, I've thought about this. I shoot a lot of video and everything, but the actual shooting of the film, which is, would we call this a documentary that's sort of autobiographical, or what would we call this?
Yeah, it's a documentary based on the book. And, you know, so what happened was, you know, we did the book, and I always thought it would be a cool, you know, be good to have a movie about a documentary. So I reached out to Scott McTavish, and he had done several documentaries, one of them called Murph the Protector, about Mike Murphy, who was a Navy SEAL, and he was killed in combat, it did very well. And I just happened to find his name and sent him an email, and this was before all the COVID crap. And so Jeff Inger, Scott and I met, and you know, he liked the idea. He liked the book. You know, then it becomes, okay, now what? You know, so I don't have a ton of money. So we reached out to friends and family, and people invested. And then COVID hit.
Right.
Right. So movies are shut down. No one's doing anything. You know, the world's come to an end, all this crap. So for 2 years, literally nothing happened. And, you know, that's tough on a movie producer. You know, you're not doing anything for 2 years. It's, you know, I thought we were dead in the water. And, you know, Scott pushed through. Don't really know how he did it sometimes, but, you know, he did the interviews with us, you know, the family members, but he got a lot of great footage, and tells a story of my dad and of Steve on 9/11 and, you know, with our family since then. And, you know, he did a really tremendous job. About a year ago, we premiered the movie, in Hawthorne, New Jersey, which is near where I live. And, there were some things they had to change. So over the last, you know, months, we've changed it. And right now we're in contract negotiations. I just sent a note to Scott today to see where we are with one of your large, cable news networks.
Right.
And, So we're hoping that we can get it on their network and streaming and that kind of thing. So, we're close to being able to distribute it. But if you look on ShatteredLivesMovie.com, there's the trailers up, and you'll see it's pretty compelling. The story is, we mix in the FALN, World Trade Center 1, 9/11, of course, and talk about all the different attacks in the U.S. and how they were dealt with, and how the politics of the FALN was released by the Clintons of the majority of them. And I don't know if I talked about it, but Oscar Lopez was the leader of the FALN, and he rejected the clemency in 1999, stayed in prison. In 2011, actually, my brother and me and one of the guys who was at the table with my dad went out to Terre Haute to the federal prison and faced him at his parole hearing, and we kept him in jail. And then in 2017, in Obama's last day in office, he granted a second clemency for the same crime to Oscar Lopez, who refused the clemency. And the left in this country they try to make him the try to give him the Freedom Hero Award at the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which fortunately I was able to get, and not just me, but other people involved were able to get sponsors like Goya Foods and Yankees, Coca-Cola to pull their sponsorship when they heard Lopez was going to get an award. But he got out. He's out. He was given, a second clemency by Obama, Biden, and after Clinton and Holder were trying to ingratiate Hillary Clinton with the Puerto Rican community in New York for her run for Senate in 1999. And also I believe that these guys agreed with the politics of these, left-wing terrorists. So it's quite a story.
Indeed. Has the cathartic part worked for you?
Yeah, it has in a lot of ways. I still have the frustration of, hey, let's get the full story out there. Let's get the movie done.
Right.
And then it's another one. Will it ever be enough? Maybe not. James Rosen, I don't know if you know James. He's a reporter. He was for Fox. Now he works for Newsmax. But he's in the movie. And, he had asked me one time, he's like, when's the time just to stop? He's like, you're not, I'm not getting any younger. And, maybe you've done enough. And it's a fair question. But I don't feel like we've accomplished it. If I got some of these politicians to say, we mistreated you, or even the terrorists, to say, we shouldn't have done what we did, but no one will ever give us that satisfaction. And, we looked for it for Lopez at the parole hearing. If he had said, hey, I'm sorry, I wish I didn't do what I did as a young man, I think the majority of us would have kind of forgiven him and recommended that he be released. But he wouldn't do it, so we wouldn't do it either. And so I don't know. The question's tough.
I think that you're fighting on two fronts. You're fighting apathy with the politicians. You're fighting evil in the world. And the one thing you did accomplish, though, is that you have immortalized your dad. And for his grandchildren that never met him, they are aware of him. And that's, when you think about things, every time I drive past a graveyard, I'm looking at that and I'm wondering, do people remember those people? Is there anybody alive today that still remembers them, remembers anything funny about them, remembers anything nice about them? And, you have immortalized him now.
A friend of my son's, I found out yesterday, had committed suicide. And 25-year-old, and I'm like, he'll have lived and died, and no one will ever know who he was. And that it really hurt, what I was thinking about. He was such a nice kid. And and then I think about, we have accomplished that with my dad. I mean, the fact is that we did a spot. I don't know if you remember, Citizens United had the Hillary movie.
Yeah.
That changed to McKay Feingold. Well, my dad was a big part of that, and we went to Front the Tavern and filmed part of it there. And that went before the Supreme Court. So in that respect too, he's connected with that. Washington did for Walter's officers at Fonsa's Tavern. At Fonsa's is a plaque with my dad's name on it. So he's connected. And if we didn't accomplish anything else, His name is Living.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And thank you for raising that. That's meaningful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he led a consequential life, and now everybody's aware, because some people just would never have been aware of it. Now you have spread it way beyond anything that he probably could have done on his own. So your homage to that is what caused that to happen.
And if the Clintons didn't give clemency to the terrorists, you never would have heard my name or his name or anything. But they brought it on, and now we, you know, they raised it. Now my goal is to hammer them for it and keep his memory alive.
Oh yeah,
I guess we've accomplished that.
Well, I mean, I'm very much an advocate of the idea that the history predicates the future. And looking at politics today, I can just see they're apathetic today. They were apathetic in days gone by, just like with this right here. So, on that front, Shattered. Where could people find Shattered Lives, the movie?
We're in negotiation right now with the big cable network. So hopefully you'll be able to get it online pretty soon.
Yeah.
We're just not there yet. So, but you can see the trailer on ShatteredLivesMovie.com. And, you know, and if you do want to look at the new Founders, which brings up the American Founders to Life in America Today, who I wrote with Mike Duncan, we have a website for that, newfounders.net, and we have a bunch of chapters up there, which I think your audience would really enjoy.
Yeah.
About Washington being alive now.
That's another one to examine the next time, because there will be a next time. So, before we run out of time, the website is thenewfounders.org. I pay attention to that to see when the movie comes out. I think it's significant that instead of, you haven't sought closure, you have sought justice, and that's harder to do. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, and thank you to your audience for listening.
Yes, sir. Website again, thenewfounders.org. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.